The Šumava National Park is one of the Czech Republic's indisputable national treasures. A vast 100-kilometer-long stretch of forest running along the southwestern border of the country, the area has been protected since the early 1960s, and a nature reserve has existed within this zone since 1991. But the reserve's new head, Jiří Mánek, has announced controversial plans to weaken environmental protection there. Dominik Jún has the story.
The Šumava National Park has been battling with the devastating effects of bark beetles for decades. The manner in which this battle is waged, namely to simply chop down thousands of trees in an affected area, has also been the subject of considerable debate and even protests, all the more so as the tree-killing infestations have yet to be properly eliminated despite the highly contentious efforts. But eyebrows were raised when newly appointed park director Jiří Mánek recently proposed reducing the park's protected status levels in order to make it easier to manage the park, including the felling of trees infected with the insect pests. The move would lower the ranking of the park from the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Category 2 listing, meaning an explicitly stated national park, to a Category 4. This lower ranking is listed as a habitat or species management area in which, quote, regular active interventions to address the requirements of particular species or to maintain habitat are required. In a recent interview with Czech Radio, Mánek reaffirmed his commitment to tackling the bark beetle issue.
The important thing is that I will be continuing existing policy in such a manner that within the space of a year or year and a half, the bark beetle issue will be resolved. I'll only remind listeners that in the southern part of Šumava National Park, meaning from Kvelda to Lipno, we may be able to end the so-called state of emergency, as the problems with the bark beetle have been practically eliminated there. In the northern part, the problem will be resolved, as I said, within a year or year and a half.
Mánek replaces Šumava Park Director Jan Strásky. Both are members of the governing Civic Democrats, but deny that political affiliations have or will affect their work. Strásky was loathed by many Czech environmentalists for his pro-logging and also pro-chemicals approach towards tackling the bark beetle. His replacement has defended the new proposals to lower the park's protection levels as of this autumn, arguing that no documents exist at the Ministry of the Interior mandating that Šumava must be a Category 2 park. But concerns and suspicions abound, and worries over the direction of the park have been a semi-regular occurrence in the Czech Republic for years. In March, the IUCN raised alarm bells over proposed legislation supported by Environment Minister Tomáš Chalupa to rezone the park and open it up for development and even logging. The Global Environmental Organization warned back then that Šumava could be downgraded if the legislation went through. Now it seems the park's management has chosen to do this all by itself, meaning that Šumava could still be called a national park, but effectively be so only in name. Vojtěch Kotecký is a campaign director for the Czech environmental organization Hnutí Duha. His organization is unimpressed with the appointment of Mánek.
We believe that Mr. Mánek's appointment is essentially a repeated mistake by the Minister of Environment. Mr. Mánek will be a continuity of the previous management of the national park, which has led to huge criticism from scientists and from many people who love nature in Šumava National Park and who believe that opening the park to large-scale logging, tree cutting and large-scale recreation projects would be a mistake.
Kotecký is also critical of efforts to eradicate the bark beetle from Šumava, arguing that the felling of trees does more harm than good.
The Minister of Environment and the current management of the national park claims that what they do is to defend the national park against bark beetle. But the historical evidence of the last 10 or 15 years shows that it's exactly the places where logging took part which led to the worst population spread of bark beetle and further devastation of forests. What we need is to leave the national park to wilderness, just like they do that in other national parks in Europe, with successful results in the last several decades.
Environment activist Vojtěch Kotecký, ending that report by Dominik Jún.